produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Redeeming the lives of our future generations and beyond. Here on the network of Finding My Way Radio Network and here in USA and throughout the world. I'm so thankful for this opportunity to come before you all who are listening throughout the country and the world. I'm really truly excited about the fact that I get an opportunity to encourage listeners who are hungry for God and those who are wanting to hear a word from God and to be inspired. Well, as I was thinking about this moment leading up to this day, I was wanting to, for sure, know the direction that God wanted me to go in. And thinking about that and praying about it, contemplating about it, I believe God's given me a word, and it's called topic that I'm talking about today is when you love God, when you love. And so I'm going to go ahead and approach this topic. But before I do that, I'm going to have a word of prayer. Father, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for this opportunity, God, to come before your people. God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you right now, God, for the ear, God, that needs to hear, and the heart, God, that needs to hear. I pray in the precious name of Jesus that you bring your word. Let your word, God, have the effect that it needs to have on those, God, who are tuning in to listening at this particular time. And I just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, I give you all glory and I give you all praise. In Jesus' name, and I'll say amen. So the topic that I wanted to talk about or want to talk about, and as I said before, I was really concerned about what God wanted me to say on this first radio cast. And the thought came to me, And it says, when you love God, when you love God. So when you love God, I'm going to go ahead. When you love God, you love people, because how can you say you love God whom you've never seen, but hate your brother that you do see? Let's say that one more time. When you love God, you love people, because how can you say you love God whom you've never seen, but hate your brother that you do see? So when I think about that, I said it has to make sense. Let's make it make sense. In 1 John 4:20, it said, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. This is what the Bible says. Let's go over that one more time. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Oh, that's powerful. That is powerful. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So in verse 21, it goes on to say, and this is the commandment, have we from him. From who? From God. It says that he who loveth God love his brother also. In John 14:15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. What is his commandments? What is his commandments? What is God's commandments? Well, in Matthew 22:35-36, as well as 37-40, it says, Jesus said unto the lawyer, there was a lawyer that approached Jesus, and he had a question that he wanted to ask Jesus. Of course, as he was asking this question, he was, God knew, God knows all things, and God knew his heart. And so within this question, he was in fact tempting him and saying, Master, which is great? Which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And one of the most powerful things that Jesus did, on these two commandments he hung all the law and the prophets, is what he said. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. When you love God. Hallelujah. When you love God, you love what he loves about you. Oftentimes, we have struggles with things that we don't like about ourselves, with things that we wish could be better this way or better that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you love God, hallelujah, you love what he loves about you. So I want to encourage those that are listening, if you are having some issues in that area, and none of us are perfect, and a lot of time that is what the enemy plays on. He plays on the fact he sends self-doubt and a lot of negativity that comes through our mind. When you love God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you love what he loves about you. The beautiful thing about God is this. God's nature is love. and he always does what is best for others. And he hates what is contrary to his nature. Oh, so some say, well, I didn't know he had a hate side. Well, that's the hate side. He hates what is contrary to his nature. He hates, hallelujah, what is contrary to love. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. There is no trickery in God. Now, it leads right into it, because sometimes we can't believe that a God could love us despite our faults and despite the things that we don't like or love about ourselves. It's hard for us to believe that a God could love us the way that our God, our Lord and Savior, loves us. But rest assured, hallelujah, he does love us. And as I said, there is no trickery in God. Now, on the other hand, the devil, there is a lot of trickery when it comes to the devil. The nature of love is an indicator of whether or not they are of God. Whenever you want to question or discern something that that may be questionable with people in general, if they're not walking in love, that is a good indicator that they are not where they should be in Christ, if they are confessing to be Christians. So again, there is no trickery in God. And again, love is not of the devil. That's the one thing that he can't do. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. He could do a whole lot of things. He can prophesy. Hallelujah. And he knows how to really capture our attention through his false beauty that he is oftentimes able to display to many, which actually trips us up. But the one thing he can't do is love. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. And whereas there is no trickery in God, and God loves us, he loves us endlessly. Wonderful Savior. But again, the enemy, the devil, his nature is not love at all. He cannot love. Hallelujah. He cannot love. And that is how we can get around whatever plot the enemy has. And we know this because the Bible is simple, and it tells us, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, that God is love. So his characteristics, when you love God, you take on his characteristics. His characteristics, how he feels about evil works, should be how you feel about evil works. Hallelujah. If not, then we've got a problem. And the problem is not with God, but it is with us as individuals. If let me say that one more time. If not, then we've got a problem. If, in fact, we don't feel the way that he feels about evil works, it should be how we feel as well about evil works. In other words, we should be able to duplicate the Father of love. Hallelujah. If not, then we've got a problem, as I said before. And the problem is not with God, but with us as individual. Paul talks about this a touch in being dead to the law but alive to God. He said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, and that is the thing that we have to certainly make sure of, that Because the Bible lets us know that in our flesh dwelleth no good thing. He says, for to will is present with me, but to perform that which is good I find not. And that's because there is no good thing that dwelleth in our flesh. When we start to put more confidence in our flesh than where it should be, then we're going to have problems. I often say, hallelujah, don't underestimate the flesh. Hallelujah. Don't underestimate it, because there's a lot of things that's in the flesh. And he says, there's no good thing that dwelleth in our flesh. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. So I thank God when I think about this, there's a lot. If I can go ahead and preach it the right way that I want to preach it, I would say there's a lot of things in our flesh. There's a lot of cussing in our flesh. there's a lot of sinful things that are certainly in our flesh. And we have to control that by, hallelujah, submitting ourselves unto God. Hallelujah, the Father of love. Hallelujah. And when we submit ourselves unto God, we're able to overcome the things that the enemy will bring about to us. But the interesting thing I like about what Paul had to say, he just was black and white about it. He says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's because, hallelujah, there's a battle between the flesh and the spirit, a battle for the good here in verse 19. In Romans 7, 18 and 19, and I'm going to verse 19 now. He said, for the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. I find myself doing something, hallelujah, contrary to the will of God. Oftentimes, we'll find ourselves doing something contrary to the will of God if we're not walking spiritually. So we're talking today about when you love God. See, when you love God, hallelujah, you have a repentance type of thing about yourself. Hallelujah. I would say repentant nature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like David, he was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. God said that he was a man after his, can I put it that way? Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. And being a man after God's own heart, even when he sinned and did things, hallelujah, that was really fair, so to speak, if you will. Hallelujah. He found yet favor with God because he had a repentant heart. Hallelujah. He had a heart, hallelujah, that loved God. Hallelujah. And when you love God, and even when you get off track, when you stumble, when you fall, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says that a wise man falls seven times, but yet he gets up. Hallelujah. And this is the thing that we, hallelujah, as people of God, has got to know, that we can run to our Savior. Hallelujah. When we can turn to him, he will not turn his back, hallelujah, on us. He will not leave us out there. For again, let me go back to that scripture. It says, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, you know, that's a messed up component there. Hallelujah. Something that you want to do good. Hallelujah. But the good that you would, you find yourself doing not. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. And so we need God in all of this. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, oh, wretched man. Hallelujah. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death. And he goes on. He says more. He says, I thank God that through Jesus Christ, our Lord, so then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Hallelujah. My point is taken. Well, that's no good thing dwelleth in the flesh. No good thing dwelleth in the flesh. When you love God, hallelujah, you are different. Hallelujah. You are different because he has made you different when you love God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not lip service. Hallelujah. But it's something, hallelujah, that's much deeper than a simple I love you. When you love God, hallelujah, there's a debate, hallelujah, that goes on whenever wrong wickedness wants to arrive and takes over. Hallelujah. The thing that blocks that is the fact that you love God. When you love God, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, you're quick to repent. You don't mind saying that you're sorry if you've done wrong. Hallelujah. When you love God, hallelujah, there's a hate for evil that exists in your mortal body. When you love God, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you love God, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're quick, hallelujah, hallelujah, to greet people in love, more so than in anger. When you love God. Now, there may be some that need to be healed from situations and circumstances that causes them to bring up anger, hallelujah, so quickly, more so than love, hallelujah. But when God lives in you, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, that is the key factor, God living in you. When you love God, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, you're going to stand for what is right more than what is wrong. And there's a compass that God has put in us. Hallelujah. And that compass, hallelujah, points us to him, points us to his way, points us to not our way of thinking, but there's a way, hallelujah, to a man that seems right, but the Bible says to that end is death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where we, hallelujah, those that are loved, those that are giving their hearts to God, know that they can look to him, the author and finisher of our faith, our hope for every single tomorrow. Hallelujah. So it's just not a lip service type of thing. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. A lifestyle. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, in Matthew, I want to say this before I close, that in Matthew 15 and 8, Matthew said that this people, he's talking about Israel, draws nigh unto him, unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We don't want to be that way. Hallelujah. We don't want to just give God lip service. Hallelujah. We want to live a life, hallelujah, of dedication. Live a life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. If there's anything that I can say about discipline, it's something that I really had a lot of in my life as a former athlete, and that is the fact that disciplining yourself, hallelujah, was one of the things that there was no doubt about, ever a thought about me actually going into the ring unprepared, because if I ever went into the ring unprepared, I knew what the outcome was going to be. In fact, when I think about it, sometimes my worst nightmares or my worst dreams ever is me going into a fight. That's how disciplined that I was in my life. And I want to let you know that the discipline thing is knowing, doing the right thing. And what is doing the right thing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Doing the right thing is obeying, hallelujah, the words of God. And he said, you know, he made it really easy for us. He says, on this hang all the laws, hallelujah, all these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he said, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy body, thy soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the message. When you love God. I hope that the message reached the hearts of those who are listening. It is my hope that gets us to a place in Him where we basically love Him so that people see us and they know that we are of Him. Hallelujah. Because of the love that we show towards one another. Hallelujah. Not a thing where it's untrue, but true that we are genuine lovers, one toward another. And so it is my hope that you are encouraged and that this word that I've ever let it reside in your heart, in your mind, hallelujah, in your spirit. There's been messages that I've heard when I was a little boy, I can still remember today. And so when I come and whenever I'm ministering, whenever I'm pouring out of me, hallelujah, I pray that the anointing of God is upon whatever I'm doing for the kingdom of God, that it accomplishes the mission that it was sent out to accomplish. And for that, I'm so very thankful. And I give Him glory and I give Him praise for it because I feel that the message landed on good ground wherever you are. Be blessed. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I say amen and amen to you.
the people. We demand it. We the people. We can change it. We the people. We demand. It's time to make it right. And we gotta do it right now. It's time to make it right.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.